Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Pitt Panthers, 24th in the first college football playoff rankings. And I didn't know whether or not they would be included. And here's why. They have a bad loss on their resume. My team sucks and they lost to them. They have an ACC loss on their resume. That's not that big of a deal. Louisville's a good team. Louisville came in at 15th in the first college football playoff rankings. But I look around and I wonder, where's Pitt's good win? Where's their resume win? They beat Florida State, and at the time that was a good win. Florida State then went on to lose four consecutive games. Boston College, whom they beat up on, is 1-8. NC State is pesky. NC State just beat Georgia Tech, so that's a good win, but that's not a resume-boosting win. Beating Syracuse does nothing for anybody. And then this weekend was a nice win, but we all could see it coming. So Pitt hasn't beat anybody. That doesn't mean they can't. We just haven't seen it yet. Now, had they had Mason Heinschel, maybe they beat Louisville. You don't know how that game plays out, but Eli Holstein was bad enough to get benched and was one of the reasons why they lost the game, if not the reason they lost the game. So who knows? The problem is Virginia's 14th, Louisville's 15th, Georgia Tech 17th, Miami 18th. The ACC ain't getting that much respect. And so if Pitt wins out, I'm not sure if they'd lose in the ACC championship game, if they'd make the college football playoff, and I think they probably wouldn't. I don't think the ACC gets enough respect that it's going to get multiple teams into the field. Maybe I'm wrong. There could be carnage the rest of the way. It's been a season filled with carnage. But I think Pitt's only path is winning the conference, which means winning at least three of the four games down the stretch, with the Notre Dame game being the exception. I'm fascinated to see how this all goes. Now, maybe I'm wrong. I mean, if you beat three ranked teams and then beat another ranked team, that's four ranked wins. Maybe that is enough. But I'm not seeing a ton of respect for the ACC by the College Football Playoff Committee yesterday. What do you think Pitt does in the last three games? 412-928-9370. I have no earthly idea. Heinschel's been great, and that's probably an understatement. But he has had some turnover-worthy plays that he's gotten away with. He threw the red zone pick against Florida State and then bounced back, which shows you a ton for, my goodness, an 18-year-old. But he's had some turnover-worthy plays that haven't been capitalized on by the opposition. And I still think Pitt isn't a good team in pass protection. And Notre Dame isn't a world beater getting after the quarterback. They only have 23 sacks in their nine games. That's 2.5 a game. That's not a terrible number. It's not a great number. But I think their pass rush is going to test Pitt's offensive line. Georgia Tech can score with anybody. And then you got Miami at home. And I don't think Miami is all that they were cracked up to be at the beginning of the season, but certainly a tougher test, a stiffer test than Pitt has faced at any point this year. I have no idea how this goes. They've won five games. They've put themselves in position. I am taking absolutely nothing away from them. You can't be in position unless you put yourself in position. They've now put themselves in a position to contend for an ACC championship. But to think they've been tested is simply not true. The test begins next weekend against Notre Dame. And I've told you, I think it's a good schedule spot. College game day could be here, first of all. But Notre Dame's going to play a Navy team that's pretty good. That's a totally different offense than what Pitt is going to throw at them. It's going to be a physical game because it's a rivalry game from Navy's standpoint. And Pitt's just sitting at home getting healthy. So I think it's a good schedule spot. Now, Pitt got effed because it's not going to be a night game. And it absolutely should be a night game between two ranked teams. Pitt got screwed on that. It should be an 8 p.m. kick. It should be national television. College game day should be here. And it should be one of the most raucous environments in college football that weekend. So that, I don't think, aided Pitt. Plus, Notre Dame knows they're in the field right now. And if they went out, they're getting in. But I do like the schedule spot for Pitt. They've got in position now. Can they take advantage of it? I don't know. Just being honest with you. Because the only ranked team they played this year is Louisville, and they lost.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.